Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. His loving kindnesses, tender mercies, and compassions are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness, His mercy endureth forever. This is Sinner Saved coming at you with the following short evangelistic gospel message, which is sponsored by Preacher Wayne Boyd and the Brethren in Christ Jesus at First Baptist Church, located in Elmont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that His everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that His elect saints be greatly encouraged, cheered, and comforted in these evil and perilous times. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement and so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by His sovereign free grace. That is to say, Almighty God and His unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. 1 Titus 6:17. Speaking of Almighty God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Our Lord Jesus Christ is ever giving and does not for a solitary instant withdraw His hand. As long as there is a vessel of grace not yet full to the brim, the oil shall not be stayed. He is a sun ever shining. He is manna always falling round the camp. He is a rock in the desert ever sending out streams of life. From His smitten side, the rain of His grace is always dropping. The river of His bounty is ever flowing, and the wellspring of His love is constantly overflowing. As the King can never die, so His grace can never fail. Daily we pluck His fruit, and daily His branches bend down to our hand with a fresh store of mercy. There are 7 feast days in His weeks, and as many are as the days so many are the banquets in His years. Who has ever returned from His door unblessed? Who has ever risen from His table unsatisfied, or from His bosom unparadised? His mercies are new every morning and fresh every evening. Who can know the number of His benefits, or recount the list of His bounties? Every sand which drops from the glass of time is but the tardy follower of a myriad of mercies. The wings of our hours are covered with the silver of His kindness and with the yellow gold of His affection. The river of time bears from the mountains of eternity the golden sands of His favor. The countless stars are but as the standard bearers of a more innumerable host of blessings. Who can count the dust of the benefits which He bestows on Jacob, or tell the number of the fourth part of His mercies toward Israel? How shall my soul extol Him who daily loadeth us with benefits, and who crowneth us with loving kindness? Oh, that my praise could be as ceaseless as His bounty. O miserable tongue, how canst thou be silent? Wake up, I pray thee, lest I call thee no more my glory, but my shame. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake right early. That was from Psalm 108, verse 2. Now listen carefully to the title of this next gospel message. The gospel is the good news for the no good. Only God can make the way for him to be just and yet justify the ungodly. Please see Romans 4, 5. When God justifies a man, their sins are so thoroughly put away by the blood of Christ that in God's sight, they have never sinned. They have never done anything wrong and have always done that which is perfectly right. When they are in heaven, they will be there as men and women who have never sinned. Those who sing the new song in heaven are described in terms of perfection. Revelation 14:5. In their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Scripture says, I delight in the law of God after the inner man. We are free from the law as a covenant of works. And if we are justified, that means we stand before the law having kept it perfectly. No reason for fear. We delight in the law, but we know we have not kept one commandment in ourselves. We never look at our freedom from the law as a license to disobey it. We honor God's holy law when we look to Christ only as the end of the law for righteousness. Do we make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Life is a journey, not a home. Life is a road, not a city of habitation. The enjoyments and blessings we have are but little inns on the roadside of life, where we may be refreshed for a moment, that we may with new strength press on to the end, yet to the rest that remains for the people of God. That was old-time preacher Horatius Bonar. A preacher by the name of Greg Elmquist said this one interesting statement. Everything that God requires, God must provide. And God only accepts that which He provides. When the gospel is preached, there are two things always taking place, even though most of us are unaware of it. Some are being prepared for glory, and other people are being hardened. Some are being brought to the light. Some are left sitting in darkness. Some see Christ in His glory. Others see no beauty about Him. Some who hear the gospel have their hearts made tender towards sin. Others have their hearts hardened in sin. No wonder we say, who is sufficient for these things? The question we should all be asking is, how is the preaching of the gospel affecting me? Good question from preacher Donnie Bell. If my salvation is by the sovereign grace and finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ alone, and not by any work or righteousness that I do, then I have absolutely no reason to worry or fret over doing anything that might cause me to be lost. God has accepted Christ's work, and God has accepted me in Christ. That was from preacher David Edmondson. Grace and works of any kind in the point of acceptance with God are mentioned by the apostle, not only as opposites or as contraries, but as absolutely contradictory to each other, like fire and water, light and darkness, so that the affirmation of the one is the denial of the other. Please see Romans 4:5 and also Romans 11, verses 5 through 6. God justifies freely, justifies the ungodly, and him that worketh not. Hallelujah, I say. That was old-time theologian preacher John Newton. Since God is pleased by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe, should we not be continually urging our lost ones to come hear the gospel? May God be pleased to open doors for us to go to this dying world and compel men and women to come in. Outstanding. That was also from preacher David Edmondson again. When we confess our sins, we justify God in condemning us. When the Lord Jesus died for our sins, He justified God in saving us. Profound statement from preacher Joe Terrell. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else." And the Master also says in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light, saith the Lord Jesus Christ." Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. while he may be found, and seek him while he is near, only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken his sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children today around the world to his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness. Yehovah Tsidkenu, bless the name, Baruch Hashem, Holy One of Israel, HaKadosh Yisrael, hallelujah. If you are led of the Lord to contribute funds to sponsor future shortwave world band radio broadcasts, then please go to the following website, www.cr.com. That's short for Worldwide Christian Radio. I will read it again. Go to www.cr.com and get their physical mailing address to send your donation. Please remember to indicate that it's for the storm warning broadcast. I don't even need to see the money. Just you send it to Miss Kathy in the administration of the radio station. Of interest, there are millions of poor folks that do not have modern devices, but they do have old-fashioned, inexpensive radios, and that's how they're able to listen to this storm warning gospel message. I greatly appreciate those of you that have donated. In doing so, you are propagating Almighty God's everlasting gospel around the world, and to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, the soon coming Son of Righteousness, rising with healing in his wings unto those that fear him in his holy name. Talk about a glorious future, people. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. If you have a computer, that is. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. And please indicate what country you are from. Tell me what life is like where you live, and also how the reception was on your radio. And I mention this, folks, if you have some copper wire, maybe it doesn't even have to be copper, whether it's speaker wire or pretty much any other wire, stretch out 20, 30, 40, 50 feet of it outside and wrap some of the wire against your WIP telescopic antenna, and I guarantee your reception will greatly improve. Once again, if you wish to write, thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. I look forward to writing you back. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends, our mighty and glorious King of Saints, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Rock of Ages, King of Glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus Christ. Maranatha.